tell the machlokes between the sham and the sila, whether the mitzvah of kriyas shma shelailo can be fulfilled in a standing position, in a non-reclining position. So according to the shamai, it cannot be fulfilled in a non-reclining position, only in the reclining position. So, and according to Bishilel, it can be fulfilled in a non-reclining position. But Bishilel will be made there. Suppose somebody reclines, he recites the Shema Shalailo, while he reclines, he'll open the Kayim. Why? I mean, that's no equal. That's no equal. So Mimele, Reptalson, even though it's loyal to Bishamek in Ephraim, but it cannot be made like Bishilel. That would be cool. In other words, according to Bishama, he would be mivatel the mitzvah of Kriyas Shma. It's like not reading Kriya, not saying Kriyas Shma. And he cannot be made kill against his own view. Against his own view. So we see that Teisus is chelikam. So it's a basic machlokes between Teisus and the Ritva. In the pshat of loyos of Bishama Kedivrayim. So according to Teisus, if it's loyos of Bishama Kedivrayim, if it's loyos of Bishama Kedivrayim, according to Mandoma, the of loyos Bishamai Kedivrayim, so then there is, so Pein Likula Pein Lechum, is loyos of Bishamai Kedivrayim. So in other words, of course, so according to Teisus, just as according to Mandoma, of what to Bishamai Kedivrayim. So it means, Pein Likula Pein Lechum, Reos of Bishamai Kedivrayim, they didn't care about the view of Israel, Lemaise. So the Mandoma that says, loyos of Bishamai Kedivrayim, so also Bein Likule Bein Lechumre quality. So they acted completely in accordance with Bishila, even though their view was to the contrary, but they managed to succumb while being convinced that at an ideal level they are right. But in practice they acted like Bishila in Likud. And according to the Ritva, so we also Bishamek in Ephraim only means that they won't make kill but they did not succumb completely to Bishilel, because they weren't allowed. Because how could they be allowed? In other words, they were convinced that Tzoras Abbas is Asur Mishur. So how can they marry a Tzoras Abbas without him? And they didn't know, according to them. Now the question is, what is the machlokes between Teisus and the Ritva? So there is a machlokes and a very basic point. Now, I don't know whether I mentioned it this year, maybe I did, I can't remember, but I certainly mentioned in the previous year. I mean, the Reb Chaim and Teisus Teretz, and Teisus Teretz. Does anyone have any model family yet? Zion on his day. In Armenia. So the Gemara says that Lloyd Frisch and the Ruby call the Kado, the Kwite, the Kanan call the Kado, the Kwite, Mother Tame is Ruby, so Ruby commands the Monaco. So that's the beginning of the Ruby Monaco. Tame, Matam in Hilkin, Lloyd said the Kalahima in the Fosh, Kidam Dinner say Kamali Sereda, with a Piashe Maisel of the Kalahima in the Fosh, Umad in the Fosh is the Khmire, Omar Ahmon is Ruby, the Momus we coach, but the Ruby let the Kamon, as women in the Fosh was a Ruby, Kidoma will say on it. So say it's the Kashi. Here Shmuel says, and we pass like. Und dann ist es heil. Und wenn dann ist es Porter, so ist es heil. How do we know? The Torah says, Achiram Lohatis. But the Torah says, Achiram Lohatis, not the connection with the Nomeless. The Torah says, Achiram Lohatis, the connection with the Foshes. So the Gemara says, the Kavachim. If by the Foshes, we go with Saro, but the Chaskam or the Chamo, the Nomeless, certainly go with Saro. The Nomeless cannot be more Chamo than the Foshes. So the Foshes, what's what Jesus says? But who says so? That the Nomeless cannot be more Chamo than the Foshes. But we see that we do not go with Saro. By Momeim, so Taisa says, the Yeshlema, the Hosom Gavidayonim Shane, the Hoshuf Lilu Tidu, Kimishene, the Lekele Neima Hosom Eke Momene the Cheska Smore, the best Matkin Ney, Abu Gavishom Momene, the Kimilu, the Hazoke Ladin Vasaro. So Taisa says, Enoch Name, we don't go by Momene Vasaro, because there is a Cheska Smore. But, so then you ask the Kashi, how is it that there is a Besni, and there is a controversy among the members of the Besni, to say Chayet, and one says Potter, so Bezni. So the halacha is that he's higher than we are making money. The answer is, over there, Rob Dayonim is different than any other one. Rob Dayonim is different than any other one. Because new the day is Kimishe. Now, so Rav Chaim says, Pshat is not in the Sefer. Right. So he says the Pshat is, he explains, Rav Chaim explains it in accordance with the Chuvas Marik. Now the Marik says that if there is a Dentor, before the Bezni, Shaila Rubin is to pay $1,000 plus a function. Now and the Dayonim, they are big lumpy, so they know that this Shaila whether Shimon has to pay Rubin $1,000 or not is totally Machlikas Apostle. And according to Rav Poskim, Shimon is higher than $1,000. According to Niud Poskim, Shimon is not higher than $1,000. So then the halacha is that Nitva can say to the Dayonim, now you can't render a verdict against me on the basis of the view of Rav Poskim, because Kin Li Tiamut. So it doesn't mean Kin Li Tiamut. In other words, that the mitzvah happens to be Boki like the Rachover, and he says in Machia, it can be Bud Raise. So in other words, but the Dayonim know that this question as to whether Shimon is higher than $1,000 or not, he's stolen the Machlikas Apostle, even though according to Rav Poskim, so he's higher, but since according to me, the Poskim is Potter, so in the Hilchim, the moment I So the question is, so the Shef Shmai says the Kashi. I mean, why? But we know that by Rav Bezni, so if two say Chayev and one says Potter, so he's Chayev. Why don't we say in Hilchim, the moment I So that's Taisa's Kashi. So what does Taisa say? The Hosom Gavidayon and Shane, the Hoshiv Yil, the Kim Shane. So Rav Chaim says, the Marik holds, and that's the Pshat in Taisa's too, that there is a fundamental distinction between Rav Bezni and Rav Poskim. In other words, Enoch Name, by Rav Poskim there is also a Biro of Rav. So, but by Rav Poskim there is only the Biro of Rav. In other words, someone doesn't know what the thing is in any Shaila in Isareta. And Rav Rishayim say that a certain thing is Muter, but there is a Shite. I mean, that it's also, so we can rely on Rav Shite, on Rav Poskim. It's a Biro. But there is no halacha by Rav Poskim that the Miut Poskim, who have a different view that they are mechuyev to be vital as vital. Let's say, I mean, Shagsaraya many times, is chilikam, and many rishayim. All right, he was great enough to be chilik. But, so he was not even the dean of Achiran Lahatis just because he was chilikam rishayim, and Rav Poskim. Because, if when we say that we go Gosarov, if somebody doesn't know the facts, somebody doesn't know the thing, he has no achoy, he doesn't have his own judgment, and he knows that most Poskim say one way, a mute Poskim say the other way, so then he has to rely on the majority of people. But someone, let's say like Shagasaye, he has his own achoy, he has his own day, and he's convinced that the halacha is different, so then it's not shy to say, go Gosarov, he's not mechuyev to be mevatel his day. One second. He's not mechuyev to be mevatel his day. So in other words, the Achoy of Rav is vis-a-vis someone who doesn't know. Who doesn't have his own judgment. So then he has to go for some apostle. But someone who has his own view, he will die on Bashem Ebrahim. He's not bound by the view of Rav Poskim. So that's only Ligabi Rav Poskim. Mashem Kin Rav Bezdin. So there the halacha is Miut Kim Angelese. That the Miut Dayonim are Mechuyev to be battled item. They have to succumb and they have to bend to the Rav. Why is it so? We'll soon see a certain notion in the Ramban and Sanhedrin. Because actual Dalochi is, let's say, by Sanhedrin, and it's even by the Nemomenes. So suppose 22 say Chayef, and one member of the Sanhedrin Chano says any day, I don't know. So he cannot. He's not Chayef. But 22 say he's Chayef, and one doesn't say Potter, he says, I don't know. So he's not Chayef. Why? Because in order to be Chayef, then there must be a unanimous decision by the whole Sanhedrin. So if one says in Yedeya, so there is no Gmardim by Chodimu, there has to be Gmardim by Chodimu. So then you ask, so why is it if 13 say Chayev and 10 say Potea, so then it's Chayev? The answer is because there is a Aloche of Achirabi Mahateis, of Miut Kimandoese, that the Rov, of course, first they argue and they present their eyes, and then after the Rov, it rebuts them and reject them, so they are mechuyev to be mivatel the day and to succumb. True, their original view is different, but they are mechuyev to mivatel the day, that's all. They don't have to be actually, they have to be mivatel the day. So the mele, since they are mechuyev to be mivatel the day to the Rav, so the mele there is a gmardin by only 23. That's only shayach if he participates. One says higher, the other one says better. But if someone says any idea, so we cannot consider that the one who says any idea also said higher. If he argues, so then, So it's considered that, so it's Mechuyev to Mivatel is there, so Mimele, we have it Mardin by all the 23. And by Bezdin, by the Nemomenes, requires Shreisho, so it doesn't mean that it requires a Psak Din of 2 out of 3. No, it requires a Psak Din by 3, but if 2 say Chayev and 1 says Potter, they are Mechuyev to succumb. The one who says Potter is Mechuyev to succumb. Now, so that's only by Roy Bezdin. But by Reif Poskin, there is only a deal of Rav, but there is no Aloche with the Miut, has to succumb to the Rav. Now, the question is this. What was it here? The Machlekes Bisham and Bisila. So, was it Reif Bezdin or was it Reif Poskin? So what's the deal? So, there are two ways of determining as to whether something is Reif Bezdin or something is Reif Poskin. One way of determining whether it's Reif Bezdin or Rav Poskim is by saying that criterion consists in Maimedach. In other words, Rav Poskim is, let's say, Shah, the Taz, the Grof, say one way, the Bach has a different way. So if there was no Maimedach, they weren't present at the same time. So in the main way, that's Rav Poskim. But Reif Bezdin means the Maimedach, and one hears the tightness of the other, and then the Rav rejects the tightness and the rightness of the other. So that's one. Now, so apparently, according to now the Ramban, the Sefer HaMitzvah says, but that judgment happened to contradict the Psak of Ben Nagot. So until he meets with the Bez Nagoru and he presents his Taines, before Bez Nagoru, his Rayas, his Taines, so he has to be machmir in his own behavior. He has to conform to his own view of human. He cannot be making in accordance with the view of Bez Nagoru. Suppose Bez Nagoru passed that Lohashin is Rihoi Gufo. Is what? But of course, Rabbi Mitzosa. But we may with Mokitzare, so it's what Rabbi Mora says, if according to Rabshina. And Bez Nagoru passed. And the certain Talmud Chochem, he has Rayas, he thinks he has Rayas, that Lohashin is like Rabbi Yude, that Lohashin is Rihoi Gufo is Rayas, so may even Mokitzare Mitzosa. So until he meets with Bez Nagoru, even though he knows that Bez Nagoru passed, that Lohashin is Rihoi Gufo is Spota, there is no Shaila, I mean. But still, he is not allowed to be maker in his own baby. He shouldn't pass with others. But in his own behavior, in his own behavior, he is not allowed to be maker until he reaches Bez Nagoru. And then when he mentions Bez Nagoru, his Rayas, his Taines, his Vores, and Bez Nagoru hears them, and Bez Nagoru rejects them, and Bez Nagoru tells him exactly why Bez Nagoru doesn't think, I mean, that his Vores are sound. So after that, he is mechuyev to be mikabel daitom and to be make even likulei in accordance with the Sakhudet. So in other words, so the Ramban distinguishes between the case of where the Yochi, Bimaimed Echod with the Bez Nagoru, is overruled by Bez Nagoru, and the case where it's not Bimaimed Echod. But he knows that Bez Nagoru passed into the counter. So what do we see from that even vis-a-vis Bez Nagoru, the Rishke Sagozis, a Chochem, if he has a certain view, a certain halachic view, so he's not mechuyev to succumb. He's not mechuyev to not like it. Because maybe Bez Nagoru hears his time, Bez Nagoru will change their mind. Now you can't say Bez Nagoru is much greater. So what? So he's not as great as every member of Bez Nagoru. But maybe sometimes someone who is not as great as others might say a certain svore that he says here, the view of the others who are much greater. So Mimele is not mechuyev in Vatel Taine. But after he mentioned it before Bez Nagoru, and Bez Nagoru was in battle, so said no, rejected his war as his time is. So then he's mechuyev to mevatel taine. So Mimele, so one criteria of determining whether it's Rov Poskim or Rov Bezdin could be whether it's Maimed Echod or not Maimed Echod. Now it's Rov Poskim. By Rov Poskim we see, so the mute is not mechuyev to mevatel taine. By Rov Bezdin they are mechuyev to mevatel taine. Mechuyev to mevatel taine. So maybe Rov Poskim is, when do we have a situation of Rov Poskim? When it wasn't when the mute was not the Maimed Echod with the Rov. And Rov Bezdin, so it is, when it was the Maimed Echod. Now, what was the machlokes between Bishamay and Bisilel? Bishamay and Bisilel. So, between Bishamay and Bisilel, as to whether Ligabel Atzitzor HaSabas, and all the other machlokes. Was it the Maimed Echod, or it was not the Maimed Echod? So, one raya that it was the Maimed Echod is the fact that there is a mandoma, I mean, Rishwakish and Rav, who say, lo yosu b'shamay k'vevrayim. If it hadn't been Maimed Echod, so then there is a halacha that Rov Poskim, that the Miut Poskim are not mechuyev to succumb to the Rov Poskim. On the contrary, the Shach in Klolei Yehoyah says that if there is a shaila in Yisav Heter and Yitraiset, so if Rov Poskim say that something is muta, that something is muta. For example, I mean, this is, all right, I better not discuss it. But anyway, let's say about Tzuras HaPesach in the small cities. I'm not talking about Tzuras HaPesach in a city like Chicago or New York, where there, the Tzuras HaPesach certainly could not be effective, according to all possible. Except according to those who do not know the Chassidim. But I'm talking about those, I mean, the small towns. So of course, I mean, there in Israel, I mean, won't matter it. Because they relied on the Shittes of Hashem that if a city does not have Shishim Ribe, so then it's a Carmel. Even though there are many other Hashem, who are Chilik. That according to whom, I mean, any street in any city that is designed out of white, so has it in other Shittes around. Alright, so they relied on the Shittes of Rav Poskim. In the Reise, in Chmur Yishe Bechmur. So the Shach says that if there is a Shiloh, in Isabeta, and there is Rov Poskim say that it's Muta, and Mutz Poskim say that it's Osea, so it's Muta. We can do that, because that's not Zeket HaRais L'Chumre, Rov Poskim is Rov. However, the Shach says, Baal Nefesh Yach Nolatz. Baal Nefesh is not Mekil in the Reise, where there is they hit us a mute apostle that is also wrong. Only we are not. So either in our loch, in Rav Poskin that is mechuyev to succumb. So why do we say about nefesh yachlatzi? In other words, it's not the ideal thing to be making in a deraise on the basis of the shita of Rav Poskin. On the shita of Rav Poskin. So the mele, since there is a machlekes in the world, and Rish Lakish and Rav say, lo yotze bishamet in Ivrayim, the Lachem Mishne says that the Rambam Paskus lo yotze bishamet in Ivrayim. So the mele, so that is a raya that so that we use Bisham Gilvrayim, so that is a raya with flu. That is a raya that by Bisham in Bisilel, so it was reminded Echol, because if Bisham and Bisilel never met together, they never met together. They just, I mean, they were discussing in their own Bati Medresh. But so Bisham had their own Bati Medresh, and Bisilel had their own Bati Medresh, and they never met together. So it was never reminded Echol. So it was certainly an Indian of Rav Poskin. So why does the Shlokish and Rav say, lo yose b'sham agil v'rayim? So it's mistaber, even though it's not mucher, but it's very mistaber that these machlekes that involve all the Chachmi Yisrael, b'sham and b'sil, that means all the Chachmi Yisrael, so there was an occasion of Maimed Echol also. There was an occasion of Maimed Echol. And still, in other words, so Bisilel heard the tainus of Bishamai, and Bisilel rejected the tainus of Bishamai. They were the wrong, and they didn't concede. So that means it was the Maimed Echol. So that could be the reason. Now, so because of that, so Teisa Shita is, since it's the Maimed Echol, so Mimele, according to the Mandomar, that lo yosu Bishamai k'divrayim, so that means they acted, they conformed completely to the view of Bisilel ibn Mikulam. Why? But they were convinced that Tzoras Abbas, they were convinced Bishamai that Tzoras Abbas is Kukol Yim. So if it is Kukol Yim, so that means that if somebody marries a Mishuk, so he's even allowed the Raise. So how can one of Bishamai marry Tzoras Abbas without a Raise? So according to Tzoras, according to Rav, and to Rish Lakish, so even the Bishamai married Tzoras Abbas. They married them. Why? Because it was reminding Echol. So true, Bishamai were convinced that on an ideal level, their view was more sound than the view of Bisilel, but Limaise, they had to concede to Bishamai. They had to concede to Bisilel. They had to concede to Bisilel. So even Mikule, they had to concede. According to Mandoma also. So this is a Sikashe from Ratal. This is a Sikashe from Ratal. From top. Now, so then, the question of Ayah, so, in other words, so according to Tasteless, so we have to say according to Tasteless, and there is a riot from Tasteless, otherwise, I mean, Tasteless wouldn't say that the Mandoma who says, we also be Shamik in Ibrahim, so that means they had to concede Likume, even if it wasn't Bani Echol, if it wasn't Bani Echol, how can anyone say that one has to be in the battle is there if it wasn't Bani Echol? So, it seems, the case is held, that the Machlech in Bishamai Bisilel was Bani Echol. So that's exactly the reason as to why it's lo yosu bishamai k'divrayim. And even lechumre, they didn't act out their own view. In other words, they acted out the view of Bisilel. Lechumre, according to Rav and Rish Lakish. So why? Because it was Maimed Echol. So if it's Maimed Echol, so it's like the best. So the Meile, they were mechuyev to mevat their day. And even though they were convinced that for Hishmayim, it's going to rain, that their view is an ideal level is more sound than the view of Bisilel, doesn't matter. But that's the Rotzna Teira, that we should act out in accordance with the view of the Rav. That is the Rotzna Teira, so the Mele, there is no problem in acting out contrary to what an ideal level the law should be. An ideal level the law should be like Bishamai, according to Bishamai's view. But, Limanise, it has to be carried out in accordance with the view of Bisilel, even we could. Now, so the question, because it's really best. So the question is, so why did the other Mandomas, I mean Rabbi Eichanan and Shmuel, and Teisa says that we pass through like Rabbi Eichanan and Shmuel, why did they say, also be, but it was in Maimed Echol, so it's Rebezin, by Rebezin, the Aloha is that the new Dayonim have to succumb to the all. So apparently, on that point, we have to say, according to Teisa, that's the machlekes between the Mandomas, whether also be Shammah Gevrayim, or we also be Shammah Gevrayim. So in other words, Rish Lakish and Rav hold that where is the Maimed Echol, so it has a din of Rebezin. Whereas, Rabbi Eichanan and Shmuel hold that even when it's Mimei Dechot, a Shaila, a Machlekes in Issa Veheta, even if it's Mimei Dechot, does not have a din of Roy Besdin, but it has a din of Apostle. But by Roy Besdin, even Rabbi Eichen and Shmuel will say that they have to scoff. By Roy Besdin. Even Rabbi Eichen and Shmuel, so the answer is as follows. When, according to Rabbi Eichen and Shmuel, when is it considered Roy Besdin? When there is a halacha of this, let's say in a moment, so we have to have a business ratio. It cannot be passed by one dayan. It requires three dayanim. Or let's say even in the foshes, it's an eversal chavdimu, so it requires chavdimu. It cannot be done by any other chachmei Yisrael. It requires a minion of chavdimu sanhedrin. Chavdimu sanhedrin. So the mele, when it is, since it requires a business, a bezdin that sits in my lechot, in order to determine a dintolak in the momentus, so or the nefoshes, so it requires a minion of gimul or of chot gimul in my lechot, and with the shakla vitalie of the pros and the cons, that is a miatid in the din. You cannot be damned in the momentus or the nefoshes without a discussion, without the shakla vitalie, without a minion, without taking a vote. So it requires a minion and a vote. So in Mele, there is a halacha of Reiv Bezdin that the Miut has to be mevatled item and it's a come to the law. Mashenkin in Isabeheter, does it require any minyan? Ishala in Isabeheter requires a minyan? And it's not a chokhel can pass on Ishala in Isabeheter. So if it's Ishala in Tzoras Abbas, when Muteras Asura, it doesn't require any minyan, it doesn't require Shreisha, it doesn't require Chokhimu, it doesn't require Ayin Alef, it doesn't require any minyan. Any Talmud chokhel can pass. One Talmud chokhel can pass, two Talmud chokhel can pass, and 20 Talmud chokhel can pass, and 500 Talmud chokhel can pass. So Mimele, even when it's Mimei Dechot, since there is no halacha of Minyan and of Mimei Dechot and of a discussion and of a Shakaritaria and so on, so even one Chochem can pass, it doesn't require any Minyan. So even in a case where there are more than one, there are 23, there are three, so and it's Mimei Dechot, so it still has a din of Rav Poskim, not of Rav Bez. And you'll see in the Lashon of the Ramban in Sanhedrin that he emphasizes it. So that's the machlekes, according to Tesis, between Rabbi Yechanan and Shmuel on one hand, and Rish Lakish and Rav on the other hand. Rabbi Yechanan, they both agree that the machlekes of Bisham Bisilel was the Maida. On many occasions, so the Chachmei Bisham and Chachmei Bisilel met together, and they had a discussion, and still it was Rabbi Bisilel of Bisham. And so Rish Lakish and Rav say, Lo Yosef Bisham HaKedivrei. Lo Yosef Bisham HaKedivrei. In other words, they had to be mevatled that day. They had to succumb to Bisilel, because Bisilel was a Rav. Bisilel was a Rav. Why? Because since they met together, it was the Maimed Echot, and Bisilel heard all the times and all the rayas and all the svores of Bishamai, and they rejected them. So Bishamai won Mechuyev to be mevatled right. To be battled item, because it has a din like Reb Bezdin. Whereas Rabbi Yechon and Shmuel say, also we also Bisham HaKedivrei. They say there is a difference between Reb Bezdin and here. Like Reb Bezdin, so we require Bezdin. We require Mani Dechot. We couldn't pass them. There couldn't be a psak din without the Mani Dechot and the minyan without the vote. Masha Inkin here, he doesn't require any minyan, doesn't require any vote. One time Chor can pass them. If he knows how to pass them, he can pass them. So just as one time Chor can pass them, so 20 Talmud Chachamim can also pass, and 100 Talmud Chachamim can also pass. So Mimele, it always has a din of Rav Poskim, not of Rav Bez. Not of Rav Bez. What is it? That's the Machlekes we're doing. One second, I didn't switch that. One second. All right. So that is the Machlekes between Rabbi Yechanan and Shmuel on one hand, and Rish Lakish and Rav on the other. Now, the question is, so that's basis of Shabbat. That's the issue. What is the Shita of the Ritvo? What is the Shita of the Ritvo? So if we want, we can say that the Ritvo is chelik and tesis in regard to Yitzis. In other words, according to tesis, we said that the machlekes between Bisham and Bisila was the Maimed Echot. So, but maybe the machlekes between Bisham and Bisila was not the Maimed Echot. Not Maimed Echot. But Bishamai knew of the svores of Bisilel, Bisilel knew of the svores of Bishamai. But it wasn't the Maimed Echot. Now, if it wasn't the Maimed Echot, so the question is, so why does Rabbi Yechanan, so it was Maimed Echot. So that's exactly the reason as to why Rabbi Yechanan and Shmuel say, Osvios? Beile kule, beile chume. Osvios? Now, because she knows it. So if it wasn't the man in the house, so why does Rav and Rish Lakish say, lo yosu b'shama k'divayim? Lo yosu b'shama k'divayim. Why do they say lo yosu b'shama k'divayim? So the Ritva says that even according to Rav and Rish Lakish, that lo yosu b'shama k'divayim, it means lo yosu b'shama k'divayim to be major k'divayim. In other words, let's say, a kutzoras abas, according to b'shamas, one view, on an ideal level, should be b'shamas. So Rav and Rish Lakish say lo yosu b'shama k'divayim. B'shamai did not miyav mitzoras abas. Not the guys as bad, but what they do, they require fleet. So the question is, what? So it can be that the Ritva holds that it wasn't the money there. That it wasn't the money there. So the Mele, since it wasn't the money there, so that's why exactly the reason as to why Yishmuel and Rabbi Yechanan say that also. So why does Rabbi Yechanan say that loyoso, that means they didn't act likule, they didn't act out their own view likule, but they certainly more machmir lefidivrayem. So it can be in the same way as the Rambam says, litave, eizokei, nintamit hochen, bizman beznagodl. So if a beznagodl, let's say, paskin, that lochashin tzuchun gufo is potter, mimele bimokinsali, tzmuta lechatkile, and in certain situations. And the certain tamit hochen was, had his own view, and it appeared to him that it's mukhach from the Torah, that Mohashin Tzrichan Gufo is chayet, so then he's not allowed to be making in accordance with the view of the Bez Nagodol until he met with Bez Nagodol and mentioned all his talents and all his chayets and all his forests, and Bez Nagodol rebutted them, rejected them, and told him exactly why they reject his forest. So he's not allowed, but until he meets with Bez Nagodol, he's not allowed to be making if his forest acts made. He's not allowed to be Mekil with his Foras Bez Nagodol. I mean, so he's until he meets with Bez Nagodol, he's not allowed to act out the Kulis of Bez Nagodol. But he's not allowed to act out his own Kulis either. Why? Because of Lisoso. Because of Lisoso. So in Mele, the Ramban Nam Lizore, in regard to something else, not in regard to this question. So the Ramban, Kedush Ramban Nam Lizore, in the Sugi of Pasakum, of Bishlakum there, so the Chiddush Rambam says that when all Chachmei Yisrael pasken something or misaken something, so it's like Bez Nagodol. Even Shaloi is from Bez Nagodol. If you have all Chachmei Yisrael, so it's like Bez Nagodol. So in Mele, just as there is a Lisoso in regard to a Roy invented by Bez Nagodol, so also there is a Lisoso in regard to a Roy invented by Rov Chachmei Yisrael. It wasn't just a Rov of five Chachomim. So three saying one way and two saying the other way. But Bisham and Bisilel were involved. Rov Chachmei Yisrael, you didn't have any other Chachmei Yisrael, except those who belong to Bishamayim or those who belong to Bisilel. So that means, and Bisilel or the Rov. So that means that there was a Roy of Tzoras Abbas, like by Rov Chachmei Yisrael. So it is to be considered like a Roy of Bez Nagodol. But in view of the fact that Bishamai didn't meet the man in the Echod with Bisilel, so they had the same status as the Zokr. It amit chochen bisman Bez Nagodol b'lishkes Agodis. So if he has a different opinion, said Bez Nagodol, so until he met with Bez Nagodol, so he's not allowed to act out his own kules, he has to be machmir like Bez Nagodol, but at the same time he's not allowed to act out the kules of Bez Nagodol, until he meets and then they hear and they reject his forest. So then he has to act out the chumres and the kules of Bez Nagodol. But until he meets with Bez Nagodol, the Ramban says that he cannot act out his own kules, and he has to be machmir with Shita Bez Nagodol, and he cannot act out the kules of Bez Nagodol either. So this is the reason as to why. So in other words, so Rish Lakish and Rav, who say lo yosu b'shamai k'divrayem, so they hold in as much as the Chachmei b'shamai Chachmei b'Sileil constituted all the Chachmei Yisrael and Bisilel or Rov, so it's like a Roy of Rov Chachmei Yisrael. So in Mele, when there is a Roy of Rov Chachmei Yisrael, but it wasn't the Manidechot. So they had the same status, like Yizokin, Bizman Lishkes Agozis, who entertains a different halachic view to the Bez Nagodol. So how does he have to deport himself? He cannot act out his own kules, and he can not act out the kules of the Vesnagodu. So here too, the Ziknei Bishamai had to act out. He could not act out the own kules, and he could not act out the kules of Bishilel. So that's what it means, Loyosu. In other words, it's Tzoras Abbas. So they want me Yavne, Tzoras Abbas. Because that was contrary to the view of Rokach Yisrael. They want me Yavne. But to marry them without Chlitzel Yishuv, then they couldn't do either. So that is the view of Rish Lakish and Rav. And what is the view of Rabbi Yechanan and Shmuel? They say there is a difference. They say also the also. So they say there is a difference. True that all Chachmei Yisrael have a deal like Bez Nagodol. But that is only Shayach. If the Bez Nagodol met B'mai Milachot, the whole line Aleph scheme of Bez Nagodol met in Rishkes Hagodol B'mai Milachot, and they all decided, or the hope of the Bez Nagodol decided, let's say that Loch HaShem Tzricho Ligufo, Loch HaShem Tzricho Ligufo, let's say Yispotea, or any other Aloche, so then the Tomet Chochem, the Yochid, so Mele, he cannot act out his own kules. So there is a risoso. There is a risoso. Mashein Kein, in this case, which true that the Chachme Bishama and Chachme Bishilel together constituted all the Chachme Yisrael, but the Chachme Bishama and Chachme Bishilel didn't meet B'mai Melechot. They didn't take a vote together. So they discussed that question separately among themselves, even though they knew that the role of the Chachme Yisrael that consisted of the Bishilel passed into one way. So Mele, the Lissoso didn't apply to them. If the Lissoso didn't apply to them, so Rabbi Yechan and Shmuel say, so Bishamai were entitled to act out their own view, Beilikulebeilechumre, and just disregard the view of Bishilel. This is what we have to say. Now let's see what the Ramban says. Misalel. It's a very small thing, just 2 pages, that's all. But it's on the second page. So, it says like this. The Motofi came to Chivay Sopshav in a high going, Zelishen, the Nechli Kubez.
Shoving, so then the dying cannot say, well, I agree with this one.
because there is a roye on the road. So Rabbi Goyer says, when are two machria against one? When is the view of two machria against one? Only the Ashomitah of them. But if the one who argues with the two is much greater than the two, so then there is no achroya on the road. So what does it mean achroya? Well, that doesn't mean that the one who is much greater is machria, that halacha should be as he says. No, it means it's Shomibishot. Then it is Shomibishot. In other words, so Rabbi Goyen paskens like the Mandoma, that also Bishamek Divrayim. But there was a Rov even before Paschal, so there was a Rov. The answer is, because Bishamek Merd the Tvei. So what's the Pshat Bishamek Merd the Tvei? So Bishamek the Mandoma who says, also Bishamek Divrayim. So Bishamek also, so since Bishamek is Merd the Tvei, so that means that the Miut that is Merd the Tvei is Machriya Kenegi the Rov? Oh no! If the Miut is Merd the Tvei from the Rov, so then the Rov is like Mechta Mechta. So then it's like Mechta Mechta. So it's Shove Bishove. So there is no Achoye. Since there is no Achoye, so naturally Bishamai had their own view. There is no Achoye that is Machia connected their view. So since there is no Achoye negative view, and they were convinced of their view, so maybe they acted out their view. Not that Merde the Tvei. So then the Miu that is Chodi, that is Chavif Tvei, is a barrier as against the Rov that is less Chavif. That's not. There is no such aloche that the Miu that is Chavif Tvei is a Machia, is a barrier as against the Rov that is less Chavif. No. If they are both equal, the Chochmeh, so then the Rov is the Mevareh. Masha'inkein, the Miut is Charif Tvei, so then the Rov that is less Charif is not a Mevareh, not a Machia. But the Miut that is more Charif is not a Machia either. So it's an open question. If it's an open question, so in any way, Bishamai acted out the Miut. That's the plain pshat in the Gemara. And this is what they, because you'll see there is another shitting. That Bishamai Konik Mandoma Mechalif Tvei, so it means that the Miut that is Mechalif Tvei is a machia kenegi the Rov that is less chav. But Rabbi Goyen Shite is not like that. Rabbi Goyen Shite is, so v'nech liku bezni shem shleisho, shnayim imen kach, im sholim b'chochmo, manichim, dibri yochid, nesim dibri shnayim. V'im ha'echot odif min ha'shnayim. So heil kina chamish enos entar mizvor. The one who swore appeals more. Appeals, that's a subjective thing, appeals to whom more? Appeals to the one more or to the two more? So that was the one who swore appeals more to the diet. Now it's an open question then. So there is no machia. This is what Rabbi Goyen says. Then he says, well, it is chavarim masnissim nisanev. So the Ramban says that from the Mishnah, so Rabbi Goyen says that in regard to Bez, right? So the Ramban says, from the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, it's not much more like that. Because the Mishnah in Sanhedrin says that in the foshes maschil natsad, and then the Momenes is maschil nabodo. So it appears that in the Bezdin Shal Shleisho and Bezdin Shal Chav Gimel, there was also Skenim who are greater Bechochmeh, and were Skenim who are not as great Bechochmeh. It doesn't mean that in every Bezdin Shal Shleisho and every Bezdin Shal Chav Gimel, all the Skenim were of equal Chav. We see that there is Aloche, Maschil Natsa, Maschil Nakotten, Maschil Nagonu, sometimes. So we see that they weren't of the same caliber. They weren't Merechot. And still, the Mishnah says that we go with Aloch. So we see that we disregard the caliber of oneness, of God.
Also passes. Like this says,
The halacha is like the mandoma who says also the same. We try to have the mandoma also. How many mechod mem chocham gonum mikol chaveiro in Vorten. In Vorten. So we pass through there also. We need to leave it. Name hilchin acharov. So what does he say? So what's the pshat? Also we need to be deemed. He may think of in achol. We can show you the name tach achochmo. So that's why it's also the also. Everyone can connect out his own view. Because in achol. We can show you the name tach achochmo. Aber dann hätte den Kulam zwischen lehen. Wir rohu hoyu shi askimu kulam leisidas. El drachmon omar chirabim hati. Kilka beschlicht ayonim name hilchin acharov. So what the Ramban means, he doesn't mean that there it wasn't the Maimed Echad altogether. The Ramban can agree with Tesis, as we said in Tesis, that the Bisham and Bisila, the Machlekes between Bisham and Bisila, was on many occasions the Maimed Echad also. But it's not considered for Ben, inasmuch as there is no requirement of the Ben. So it just happened that Chachm Bisham and Chachm Bisila were in Damel Pundek Echad, and they discussed the Shaila Zorba Bahad, and the Maimed Echad they discussed, they had a discussion. But there is no requirement of Maimed Echad and of a mutual discussion, the Maimed Echad and of Ivo. It just happened that there was a mutual discussion. And it was Robo. And the vote was that Robo be seen all the jam. But there is no such requirement, so Mele, it's still a little bit of that the Pshat in the Mandoma, who says also, and we pass through, he says, like Mandoma, who says also, we also. And you see, he says, the Ramban uses the Loshin. The awesome relation between he may say Katinat to me, we should leave it on Chochmo. Everyone is entitled to act out his own judgment. Aber Sanhedrin, Kulon Schichlein. You can't pass me. Let's say, if it is, let's say, in Foshis. So it requires Chabdimu. You can't, let's say, Chabdimu cannot decide upon the Foshis. It requires the certain union, and it requires the Maimed Echad, and it requires the Shakalitari, and it requires the vote. So we may lay. There is a law of Mutsky Madwese, Mashainti by Sitzi Bisham Bisilel. There is no requirement that they should have a mutual discussion. There is no aloha that it requires a consideration, it should be considered by so many Talmid Chachamim. It is Shailu is a matter. One Talmid Chachamim can decide it, two Talmid Chachamim can decide it, 100 Talmid Chachamim can decide it. But it just happened that it is done with the Gechot, and there was a mutual discussion. And through Bisilel, so mainly it still has it in accordance to the Mandoma, who says also, we also, it has a din of Chofposti Matovovet. And then, according to Mandoma, also, but according to Mandoma, as well also, so it has a din of Revez. So this is what he says. Vrole, viro ho yo shiatkim kulom, I mean, I was a letter in kulom, vrole, viro ho yo shiatkim kulom, because theoretically, basically, in order to convict someone of mise, or not only mise, even to convict him in the moment, it should require a unanimous. But, for Aye, that if one says any day, so he cannot be Mechayev. But if 13 say Chayev and 10 say Potter, so then, because of Mirki Manolese of Aram Latte, so there is a Gmar Din by a judgment, by all the 23. So he says, Viroshi Askim Kulom is da, El Drachmon Omar Aram Latte. He spells it out. Timka Vishleish Rayonim Name Ilchin Aharo. So in other words, what Rabbi, so Hilka Bishlish Ayonim Name Ilchin Acharo. So that means, even though the one is much greater than the two, so he still goes with Acharo. But in Ochaname, we can still accept the Rabbi Goin's Shite, who says that there is no Achroya wrong in the case of a Beznishal Shlisho that considers Israel. Let's say you put up three great villain Israel to decide on a question of an heir. Whether in Chicago there can be an area, or in Chicago there cannot be an area. Or any other question of the mikveh. So, even if you appointed three Talmidei Chachamim, and there was a mutual discussion, but there is no requirement that this shaila in the mikveh or in an area should be passed by three Talmidei Chachamim. It can be passed by one, it can be passed by 500. So, in such a case, Rabbi Goyen seen that there is no achoy of the law, has application. Masha'im came where the same thing arises in a Bezdin, in connection with it in Torrent, in the moment where we require the Shleisho. There, so the Gdelim B'Chochmo are considered equal with those who work Tani B'Chochmo. This is what he says. And then he says, but I'm Goshen. Hodi Vomez, with the Rebbe How is it that he did not recognize the right of Remeyer to act out his own view, we might say? So he's what I'm cautiously holding the promise with Rav Lezer, when who can as the bottle dwarf, and with Remeyer she will be to us in the race of the nation? Why is it that Bishamai had the right to be Eisei Kilivrayem, Kilivrayatzmon, and Rav Lezer ben Hurkenes was not entitled to be Eisei Kilivrayatzmon? Being same, hey, Natzmon, Asher, Lassus, Kilivrayem, Dinu, Kilo, the Nafshal, eh, the other two, Allah, in Eloi. So you'll say it, Eretz, you'll say it, Svalon, in a hand. The same right that the Chachre, the Shammai had, to act out their own view, in their own personal behavior. So Rav Lezer ben Hurkenes also had. And the Chachomim did not withhold the Rabbonim, the Chachomim did not withhold from Rav Lezer ben Hurkenes the right to act out his view in his own way. He did not withhold. But Rav Lezer ben Hurkenes not only acted out in his own behavior, but he passed him to all those who asked him shyly. So he passed him like himself. That he didn't have the right. But to act himself, to act out himself in his own life, that the Chachomim didn't win out from him. But Rav Lezer ben Hurkenes passed him openly. Openly in accordance with his own view, not in accordance with the view of the Chachamim. So that he didn't have a right. Mashenki Bishamai, so the Chachamim Bishamai, only for themselves, they also give a prayer, but not for others. So he says it's not like that. But when the Gemara says, also Bishamai give a prayer, it doesn't mean only that one of the Chachamim Bishamai was Miyad Mitzorah Sabbath. That if somebody asked, a plain man, a plain Jew from the street, he asked him, Mishaire, should I be Miyad Mitzorah Sabbath? So if he asked one of the Chachmei Bishamai, so the Chachmei Bishamai said, of course you've been Miyav in the Sotama. So in other words, so the Chachmei Bishamai recognized the right of Chachmei Bishamai to act out their own views, not only in relation to themselves, but even in relation to others. So why didn't they recognize the right of Rav Lezer ben Hurkenes and of Remeyer to act out Rav Lezer ben Hurkenes' view or Remeyer's view, in, not only in their own lives, but in regard to anybody else? That's what he had because. So he said, Vim teima rim atma rashoim lasit king gidevrayem. Dinu kolu nafshoi di yidai yad etzvei. Avla achim eloi, vatan yorit lasit kidu bisham hayis kidu bisil reise. Aho mekolod omeis in kei. Vishemo yishweima, Reb Lezer vereb meya yochi bimokim rabi. Ein vorof shal echo bimokim shnayim. Avo rabim bi rabim. Ein eilchin achar av minyen, elo im rotsu eilchin achar av kochbo. Mikol mokei, zeh si yu akzat al gidevrayem. So in other words, so he doesn't reject the Rabbi Goyen, she said, but he limited. And maybe Rabbi Goyen also meant his own visualization. That is not known. I mean, whether Rabbi Goyen meant his shite with these limitations, mentioned Ramban. So that we don't know. But anyway, but the Ramban accepts Rabbi Goyen shite, but he limited. In other words, what Rabbi Goyen shite? That Rov is not machria, negative mute, Rov is not a machria, a mute that is God b'chokhmah. He's God b'chokhmah. So he limits it to bed. He limits it to Rav Poskim. Not to bed. He limits it to Rav Poskim. Not to bed. So, but by Rav Poskim, and that's the raya from Rav Poskim, the raya that by Rav Poskim, so the mute, so the mute is allowed to act out their own views. That the Gemara of Pasuk Yevrayim, we pass by that mandoma. So then he has the kashe. So why is it that Rav Lezer ben Hurkenes did not have the right to act out his own views? So he says there is a difference between Yochid Kineged Rabim and Miut Kineged Rabim. And that is mentioned by many of the Shem in that speech. In other words, when do we say also Bisham Yevrayim that a Miut has a right to act out the Divrei Amdim Reyem, if it is a Miut Kineged Rabim. If it is a Miut Kineged Rabim. But the Miut is also a Rabim, but the Rabim is more. Masha'in Kin, if it's Yochid Kineged Rabim, so in Dvorov Shalechot Nimokim Rabim. So then, the day of the Yochid, Bimokim Rabim, is Potoligam. Is Potoligam. Now, we have to say one thing. Now, so Mimele Reb Lezer did not have a right to act out his view because he was the only one. There were no other Chachomim with Rabbi. All the Chachomim were in regard to Tanar Achnoi, in regard to the child. So, So he said, and that is mentioned by the Ramban in Teras Odomos. Ramban. And it's mentioned not that in regard to Halochet, but in regard to Rifui. Expression in the Gemara, Yochid v'Rabi Maloch v'Rabi. So before it means, Achir Rabi Maloch v'Rabi, it's out of the view. No, there is something peculiar in Yochid v'Rabi Maloch v'Rabi. In other words, in the case of Mute v'Rabi, where the Mute is also v'Rabi, but the Rabi is more. So then we can rely on the Shite, so we can rely on the Shite of the Rabi, negative of vis-a-vis somebody else, who doesn't know, so he has to rely on the Rabbi. Mashen King, the mute, who have their own view, so they are not the Chuyif to succumb. And even if it was the Maimed Echo, they are not the Chuyif to succumb. Unless it is something that requires the Mille, it requires a vote. Like Bez Mishal Shlei showed in the moment as Bez Mishal Chav Gimel, in Foshet, but in Isabel Ezer. So even if it's Maimed Echo, it still has a deal of both parties. Even if Maimed Echo, because it doesn't require a Mille and the mutual discussion. So even if there is no aloha of being the battle life. Hashem came, Yochid v'Rabim aloha k'Rabim. If it's my lechot, but that too we have to limit. Only if it's my lechot. In other words, if it's a case where it's not my lechot, so then he doesn't have to matter. The best guy is from the Ramban, it's in our midst, in the Sokhet. That he says that even if my lechot agodis, when there's an agodis passed with a certain shire, and he happens, he's the only one who happens to entertain a different view. So until he meets with Bez Nagodo and he mentions all the science, all these words, and so then he's not allowed to act out the coolness of the Bez Nagodo. So even vis-a-vis Bez Nagodo, a Yochid is not mechuyev to be mivato itself, bein lichum and bein lichum until he meets with Bez Nagodo. So certainly, Yochid v'Rabi, if it's not the man of Echot, so then he doesn't have to be mivato itself. But if there is a machlekes between Yochid and many other Chachmim in Israel, and it was the Maimed Echot. So then, there is a loche of Yochid v'Rabim, a loche k'Rabim, that the Das Yochid becomes what? Demand less. Even if it doesn't require any meaning. That's only Yochid v'Rabim. Mashen ki Miut v'Rabim. Where the Miut is also v'Rabim, but the Rabim is more, a bigger Rabim. So then, while it is in the barrier, like vis-a-vis someone who doesn't know, it's not the battle of the Das of those who have a certain judgment. So, that the Ramban also mentions not only in regard to Halacha, but in regard to Rifui. Now, the Ramban says, let's say there is a medical question, whether someone, a certain patient, has to eat him kippah or not. So the Ramban is here, so Odom passed, says it all depends. If, let's say, two doctors say that he must eat, if he doesn't eat, if he passes him kippah, his life might be in danger. And three doctors say there is no risk. He confessed, and there is no risk. So we don't say Achir Abba Hadi, because Sophie is a Poshik Rehoko, and we don't rely on hope. So remember, if two doctors say that there is a danger in fasting, even though three doctors say there is no danger in fasting, then he should eat. Not only that, two doctors say there is a danger in fasting, and 50 doctors say there is no danger, he still has to eat. Because in Eilchim, it will go Achneve Shacharo, Sophie is a Poshik Rehoko. So while Rav Poskin is a machria and a mivarer and a mitabeter, but Chmiras account in Yisurah by Pikuach Nefesh, Rav Poskin, I mean, who are the Poskin? In the Fulia, so that's the doctor. So Rav Poskin is not a machria. That's only two doctors say he has to eat. And three doctors say he doesn't have to eat. So the Ramban Paskin that he has to eat. Suppose one doctor says he has to eat, and two doctors say, just to say, there is no risk in fasting, then it's not allowed. Because in Rav of Shalechot Mokushnach. So he applies the same aloche. He applies it even regardless. Now, but the Ramban Shita in Tiras Odom is, that two doctors say he has to eat, and three doctors say he doesn't have to eat, so then, yes, we do not go with Sarov. Why? Because in Eilchim, Tukach Nefesh Acharov, says the Ramban Shite. But there are other Rishayim who say the contrary. And they say that even by Tukach Nefesh, even by the clever sheet. Three doctors. The three doctors.
Somebody hit the rumble here, huh?
Why? Because he is Kimon Velasse,
So it's considered as if there had been a tzadgin, a gmardin, by all the 22. So Barif Bez in Miut is Kimanolesi. This is what Jesus says in both Talmuds. But by Rif Poskim, we don't say Miut Kimanolesi. We don't say Miut Kimanolesi. And by Rif Poskim, so it's all, we only have the Biur of Rov. And the Biur of Rov only applies vis-a-vis a third party who has no judgment of his own. So he knows Rov Poskim say one way and Miut Poskim say the other way. So the Das Rov Poskim is the Machria, is the Mebarer. That their view, in all probability, is the right view. Not the Das, not the judgment of the Miut Poskim, but vis-a-vis the Miut Poskim themselves. So the Das of the Rov Poskim is no Mebarer. Is no Mebarer. So now here, there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish, between Shmuel and Rav, whether also Kedivrayim or also Kedivrayim. So Rabbi Yechanan and Shmuel say Yosef Yosef. So why? Because let's say, according to the Russian of Kinnan Basko, because the Shaman Meld is a Tvei, so in Meile, the Aloha Machirav and Mahateis doesn't apply. But according to Rish Lakish and according to Rav, that they also Kedivrayim, so even though the Shammai was married at Tvei, the Achirabi, the Halacha of Achirabi Mahate is still at life. Still at life. And we see that according to Teisves, so according to Rav and Rish Lakish at Tvei, also Kedivrayim, that means that they acted in accordance with the view of the Sila. Even Likule, because Teisves says the Kashi. From Hitor of Tarfei, so it's a Raya the Tosu, but if the Lo Yosu, when Rish Lakish and Rav say Lo Yosu, it only means that Lo Yosu Bishamai Kedivrayim Likule, but Likure, it's also Bishamai Kedivrayim. So Menele, what kind of a kashi is it from Vartalf? There it was Likure, in order to be sure that in order that he should be Mikayim the mitzvah of Kriyashma, from the point of view of Bishamai. So if he wouldn't recline, so he wouldn't be Mikayim the mitzvah of Kriyashma. So we see the Teisa Shita is that according to Rish Lakish and Rav, that Lo Yosu Bishamai Kedivrayim. It means Lo Yosu Bishamai Kedivrayim even Lechumre. Not only Lo Yosu Bishamai Kedivrayim Likule, but even Lechumre Lo Yosu Bishamai Kedivrayim. The Ritva is Chelet. So we said last time that now Rish Lakish and Rav hold that even by Mechadet the Tvei Dalokha Fakirabi Mahateis applies. But by Rov Poskim, so the Achirabi Mahateis has no effect vis-a-vis the Miut Poskim, who have their own judgment. So why should it have an effect vis-a-vis the Miut Poskim? I mean the Bishamah, who have their own judgment. So we have to say that it was the Mani Lechot. So if it's Mani Lechot, so it's at the Din of Rav Bez. Now, so it's at the Din of Rav Bez. And so Teisa Shita is that even by Yisav Heper, where there is no requirement of a minion and of Ondomi and of a vote, so it can be passed in by anyone, by one, by 10, by 20, by 100, by 1,000. So, but in the case where there is Ondolinian, where there is a minor record, and there is a discussion, and there is Ondolinian, so then it has the deal of Rav Best. And Rav Yechanan and Shmuel, so they are chilek for a different reason, because they hold that the whole aloche, they hold that the aloche of Achirabi Mahateis doesn't apply to a case. To a case of where it's mechanic tefei, where it's mechanic tefei. Now, so we see that according to Shmuel, so we see that according to Teisves, so even when there is a minor dechot in Isa Vehemea, so it still has a din of Rav Bez, because if it had a din of Rav Poskim, so then they wouldn't be allowed to not to act out the prayer. Recall it. Alright, now. So that means that they are mechuyev to succumb. It has a din of all persons, so they are mechuyev to succumb to the day of the Rov. According to Teisa Shita. Now, Teisa, that in Omid Bein, says the same thing. I mean, contrary to what the Ritva says. And they says in the Dibur HaMatzel, Dishrein of Bishamai, that you dalad on the day, Dibur HaMatzel, Dishrein of Bishamai, you need no in Bishila. So, Teisa says that according to Mandoma, that Loyos Bisham Kili Vrayen, so it means Loyos Uyidu Lechum. So they acted in accordance with the view of Bishila, Uyidu Lechum. But Teisa says, There was time with the Lyosu in the middle of the table. There was time with the Lyosu, Mishimadu, the Sangulit. Who returned with Tan and Bishama in the Hure. Hoya with Bishama in the Amelat is Tan with Adapt Kailin, the Bishila. The Laka Gude, the Rea email with Trichel and Kailin. Did you? Did you go back up and shake his Bishay or Rea email after Shemayu would have? So Taisa says, the Taisa reiterates the same point that. That according to the Mandoma, that Loyosu Bishama did pray him, so Loyosu is Lechum. In other words, they had to act, they acted Likule in accordance with the view of the Sila. Likule they acted in accordance with the Sila. But why did they act Likule in accordance with the view of the Sila? Because of the Isa of Agudas and Agudas. But in a situation where the Isa of Agudas and Agudas wouldn't apply, for example, where it's not apparent to the observer, so let's say in a Machlekes, between Bishama and Bishilel, whether something is Tomei or something is not Tomei. Let's say Bishama say that certain Kelim are Tomei Alpidi. Bishilel say that certain Kelim are not Tomei Alpidi. Are not Tomei Alpidi. Let's say, like the Machlek and Bishama and Bishilel, suppose there is a naked. I mean, that has to do with the voice. In the Sheikis, that is, Sobuch to the Mayon, there is a Neket, which is very funny. But in the Sheikis, the Troll is not Nifrat Behuda. So according to Bishilel, you can be Tevel Kain Tmeim in it. According to Bishamai, you cannot be Tevel Kain Tmeim in it. Now, suppose you war with Matbil, Kain that the King Tomei, in that kind of a Sheikis. So according to Bishilel, the Kain are alive, and can use the Potaya, the same Kain. Because they came to you, according to Bishamai, since it was not Yifrat Berubay, so you cannot be Matul Kailinet. So if you were Matul Kailin, so the Kailin remains Tomei. So you cannot be Mishnabish Mitaimet. So in other words, according to Taisa says that Bishamai would not be Mishnabish Mitaimet in the Kailin that were Nidval, let's say, in Sheker Bishay. In Sheker Bishay. Why? Because the only reason is why Bishamai. Acted many times in accordance with the view of Bishilel, contrary to their own view, Likule. They went counter, I mean they acted contrary to their own view, Likule. See, because of the Isa, because if they would not act contrary to their own view and in accordance with the view of Bishilel, they would be violating the Isa of Bishilel and the Tagude. Mashiach, in this case, if Bishamai would refrain from being Mishtamish with Tyrus, our God is these Kaelin, so it wouldn't be apparent to the observer. If the observer will see that the Zitni Mishamai, they don't use these Kaelin. These Kaelin that were Nidval in a Sheikh that was Nifras Mishveret Alein, not the Rubin. What would he say? He would say, they just, they won't, I mean, it wasn't necessary for them to be Mishtamish al Gabi Kaelin alone. So it's not apparent to the observer. So the Mele, they wouldn't technically. But if it would be apparent to the observer, they would act Likule. They would act Likule. Now the question is this. So we have to modify what we said in last year. Now, so the faceless in that Yudalad of Beis is in agreement with the faceless Yudalad of Dalad when faceless has the kasha from Hikaratan. So just as in Yudalad of Dalad, faceless assumes that according to Mandoma, Loyos to Bishamek in the prayer, so it means Loyos to Ibn Lechumre. And they acted Likule many times, contrary to their own view. So how do we explain it? Because Taisa Shita is that inasmuch as according to Rish Lakish and Rav, so even by Mechadit Etzvei, there is a loche of Achirabu Ma'ateis, and since it was the minor derot, so it has a din not of Rav Potkin. Because Rav Potkin is only in the barrier vis-a-vis a third party, not vis-a-vis the Potkin who had a different view. But since it was minor derot, and even by Lisa Veheter, it has a din of Rav Bez. And what is the aloha by Rav Bezden? By Rav Bezden, the aloha is that mute is commandolese, and that the mute has to be mevatel is dam. Has to be mevatel is dam. So the Mele, why does Taisa say that Fidalis of the Bain, that only in a case where it is apparent to the observer that they are hailing on the Hillel. So then they had to act Likule in accordance to the view of Bishila. But in the case of Tara and Tumet, where it's not the time to the observer, because the observer will say, so, Lui Tzricha, 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 Lui Tz mal, am Abend stammel ich in the kill in the floor mitzweil. In shake it with you. So we say it's not that that the achille can be shammai just. We need to recover the kill of all. You're not in need of using these kills. So the melee doesn't involve the detail of a good tabule. So because of that, they didn't get to cool it. So they did not act Lechumre in accordance with the view of the Hillel. But on the contrary, they acted Lechumre in accordance with their own view. Because it didn't involve an Israel of Agudet Agudet. The implication being that if it would involve an Israel of Agudet Agudet, then they would have to act Lechumre. So the question is this, Monashim. If the Israel Shittim is that Mayu Dechot in Israel Hesha, as it is of Rav Bezdin, and if it is of Rav Bezdin by Rav Bezdin, the Aloche is, that the Miyut is Kiman Rehe, that the Miyut has to succumb to the Rav. Succumb to the Rav. So Mimele, why should they act out the Chumra of their own view? They have to succumb. What kind of ticket is there? In acting out their own view. The Torah says that they have to succumb to the view of the Zilal. So even if it doesn't involve an Israel of Agulet Agulet, so it doesn't involve an Israel of Agulet Agulet. So what will they accomplish? By acting out the Chumra their own view. What is that? They just wanted to show from guys. I mean, if out of the team they have to succumb to the view of Bezalel, so what did they achieve by acting out the Chumra their own view? On the contrary, they'll be able to have an Avera. They'll be able to have an Avera of Acherav Lahati. Acherav Lahati is the Amchurist of Lahati Adam. So while what we said last time is true, but it has to be magnified a little bit. I mean, it's not that I said something that is not true. I mean, but, you see, apparently now, even though this Shittim is that by the Dechot, by Issa Veheter has a deem of Rav Bezdin, but it does not have, by Issa Veheter, so my Dechot does not have a deem of Rav Bezdin always. In other words, let's say Rav Potskin, there are two distinguishing features between Rav Potskin and Rav Zed. One distinguishing feature between Rav Potskin and Rav Zed consists in the fact that whereas Rav Potskin is only a mivare vis-a-vis the third party who has no judgment of his own, but it's no mivare, as again vis-a-vis the person who has his own judgment. Why? Because there is aloche, hayli dayin al mashein emrei. So in other words, if someone is a great Talmid Chochem and he is convinced that the Halacha is not like Rav Potskin, so he can pasken contrary to Rav Potskin. So many times the Shagatale pasken contrary to the Shite of most Potskin, because he was convinced, because they were Daniel Nelema chain of race. So in other words, Rav Potskin is a Biro vis-a-vis someone who doesn't know, but vis-a-vis someone who knows, who is convinced that he knows. So Rav Potskin is no Levan. And what is the Mivareya? The Mivareya is Eilu Dain or Mashin Ebrei. So there is another view. Eilu Dain, the judgment of the Talmid Chochem. That itself is also Mivar. Otherwise, we couldn't rely on any Pesachim of any daily Israel. Because how do we know? Maybe he makes a mistake. Everyone is capable of making a mistake. So there is a Aloche of Eilu Dain or Mashin Ebrei. You don't have to be Cheshish. Maybe the Dain makes a mistake in his judgment. And even if he passes not on the basis of Itabole, he passes on the basis of Svore. So we don't have to be chayshish, someone has to be shayla of the Rav. So he should be chayshish, maybe he makes a mistake. No, so there is a loche, and he will die on the machine of rain. So in other words, the judgment of the Dayan, that is in the Vare. The judgment of the Dayan is in the Vare. So the judgment of the Dayan is in the Vare. It is a bit the Dayan himself, even if against Das Hoffa. But that's only if it's a machlokes of Hoffa. But if it's a machlokes of Rav Bezdin, Then the Das Rav Bezdin is in Ivari not only against those who don't know, who have no judgment of their own, but the Das of Rav Bezdin is also in Ivari even vis-a-vis the Dayan who has no judgment. That's one distinguishing feature between Rav Potskin and Rav Bezdin. Then there is another distinguishing feature between Rav Potskin and Rav Bezdin. The Shach says that if there is any question that is stolen the Machlokes HaPoskim, and Rav Potskin say that it's Mutter, but there is a mute Potskin who say that it's Oseh, so we cannot pass in the Chumra, because Achirav Lahatis, so one is not allowed to pass in the Chumra just because talking without me. So he should. So there is a middle succeeded. There is a middle succeeded for him to be married. Even for the Shiva Sadi. Even the right. In the right. So what does it mean? Because true, the doubt of what's in the bureau, but it's not an absolute bureau. I mean, it's not mucher that the rough poskim must have expressed the sound view, and the mute poskim the erroneous view. It could be just the other way around. But it can fit at the bureau argument. Because no probability, the doubt of poskim is the sound view. But one second. But it's not a bureau mucher, so since, since it's not a pure muchlet, so the shachter, the quality of oil, that, on the contrary, that one should not rely, when somebody has to be shyly, he's not allowed to be machmir for others, but for himself. The proper thing is to be machmir, if there is a shittas yohid, in his right. Why? Because it's not a pure muchlet, it is a pure, but it's not a pure muchlet. It's not a pure muchlet. So now, that's the reason as to why, let's say, if it's a question of the Pikuach Nefesh, let's say, whether the Chela has to eat Dan Kippur, or he doesn't have to eat Dan Kippur. So, there is a machlekes, last time I mentioned the machlekes between Rambam and Sirat Odom, and the Rambam, whether we rely on the rope drinking. So the Rambam Shita is that even the Mani Dechot we don't rely. And the Rambam Shita is that we do rely. If three Reifim say that that there is no Sakona in fasting, even though two Reifim say there is a Sakona, according to the Rambam, according to the Rambam, he shouldn't fast. He has to fast. According to the Rambam, not. Why according to the Rambam, not? Because, but we go over the Rav, the answer is, because the Rav is not a Rav. So in other words, Rav itself is not a Biru Mukhlet. It's a Biru. In the Shabbat, they will rely on it. But in the Bach Nefesh, so we don't rely on this Biru of Rav, because it can be like the milk. And the Rambam Shite is that we do rely. Why? Because the Rambam Shite is that the Maimed Echot, so then it's a Biru Mukhlet. But only the Maimed Echot. But if it's not the Maimed Echot, there's a way to say that. And three doctors said that there is no second infesting, and two doctors said there is a second infesting, so then even the Rambam would agree that he has to eat. Why? Because in Hilchot Pikuach Nefesh, acharo, so there are birurim in the Torah, I mean, Rov is a birur, but it's not a birur muchlet, but in Yisrael Heter, we can rely on it. So Mimele, so by Rov Potskim, the Aloch is, that one should not rely on it. But he can pass to Acheli, he passed to Likule, so rely. But we ask me, so there is a middle class, not to rely on the Daat of Kosti. Not to rely on Daat of Kosti, the Shach said. So we may, that's what by Rav Beis Din. So that way, Rav Beis Din is a pure Mukhlet. Not like Rav Kosti, like Rav Kosti. So, and then there is another distinguishing feature between Rav Beis Din and Rav Kosti and Rav Beis Din, because by Rav Kosti, because by Rav Poskim, so there is no aloche, that the miut has to be vatali tzad, and by Rav Beis Din, the miut has to be vatali tzad. Now, it's apparently Teisa Shite in the Svalos. Teisa, according to Teisa, Shat, in the Shvokish and Rav, that Loyos and Bisham to the Brain, which means that even the Chumre they did not act out to the Brain, but they acted out to the Chumre to the Brain, but at the same time, only in a case where it involves the Nisar of Amuret Amuret. Mashein came in a case like Tamer, the Tare and Tumet, where the Nisar of Amuret Amuret doesn't apply because the Reyer, the observer, will say the Ritzoruch of Mikaeli. So then, they did act out the Chumra the Ovi. So the question was, more of Shechel, the Zimmer of Bezdi. So then, it should even be Oter. It should even be Oter for them to act out the Chumra the Ovi. Achir Rav Lati, they are Mechuyas and Vavodat. So we see that even according to Tesis, there is a distinction between a Rav Beis Din in the Momenes or in the Foshes, where a certain million is required, where a Beis Din is required, and the Rav Beis Din is a Heter, where there is no requirement of a certain million of the Beis Din. But it just happens that the Maimon Echot, there was a Beis Din that mutually discussed a certain question. But insofar, so in other words, so we see like this, that one, so in Rav Poskim is only in the valley of vis-a-vis, but it's not in Varea, vis-a-vis. Of course, him and all this is concerned. So this is it is that even if a matter where there is no requirement of an Indian, but if it's reminded of, so then the whole business is in a barrier even vis-a-vis the one who has his own job. If it is of course him not reminded of, when the wolf didn't even hear the views in the forest and all the reasons of the mules, so then it is still in a barrier vis-a-vis the body, but it's not in a barrier vis-a-vis the one who has his own judgment, because he thinks that if only the wolf had heard him out, so then we would concede. So the melee, the last of course, cannot be revived vis-a-vis the one who has a complete judgment. Reminded Echor, so then even if the heter, when there is no requirement of a minion, so then the shit is that there is a loche of prophecy and the din of prophecy, and that the whole person is in fire even vis-a-vis the one who has his own judgment. But there is another out feature in Rav Bezdin as distinguished from Rav Prophecy, let's say in the Romanes and in the Prophet, that the mute is Kimando Esher Gamma. In other words, and that the mute has to succumb to the Rav. It's Kimando Esher. This aloha of Kimando Esher is only Shayach in the Romanes and in the Prophet, where there is a requirement of Bezdin of the union. So then we say, look,